You're listening to SBS News.
Grappling with two locally transmitted COVID cases, New South Wales government is still urging business as usual, but with restrictions to avoid shutdowns. Health authorities in the state are racing to find the missing link between a returned overseas traveller and a man diagnosed with coronavirus in the community. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says CCTV footage is being reviewed to try to work out how the infection passed from the arrival from the United States who was quarantined to the local man in his 50s.
We can't find any direct link between our case, so what we're concerned about is that there is another person that is yet unidentified that infected our case. And then the hypothesis is that our case then passed it on to the household, which is what we would believe because of the greater risk in households.
The man in his 50s is from Sydney's eastern suburbs. He and his wife are COVID positive. The man hadn't travelled overseas, doesn't work in a health role or in hotel quarantine, and hasn't recently travelled interstate. New South Wales health officials believe he's been infectious since last Friday. The new cases have triggered increased restrictions in the state, with Premier Gladys Berejiklian saying those rules come into effect for Greater Sydney today to prevent a super spreading event.
Over the next 3 days, there will be compulsory mask wearing. Household visitors will be limited to 20. No singing or dancing indoors, but for weddings where we recommend no more than 20 on the dance floor at any given time.
Face coverings will be mandatory indoors and on public transport, and drinkers at indoor bars must be seated. The restrictions remain in place until 12:01 a.m. on Monday and apply to Greater Sydney, extending south to the Illawarra, west to the Blue Mountains and north to the Central Coast. Also isolating in his home for 14 days is the state's Treasurer Dominic Perrottet, despite his first test returning a negative result. Mr. Perrottet was identified as a close contact after going to the same restaurant as the infected man in his 50s. Meanwhile, Therapeutic Goods Administration Professor John Skerritt says there have been 11 blood clotting cases in Australia since the start of the vaccine rollout and 5 recent cases.
All the new people are currently hospitalised, and that's a mixture of both the seriousness of the presentation but also the importance of them being closely monitored. So there are treatments such as intravenous immunoglobulin that are given in a hospital situation. But as I've said, the really encouraging news is of the 5 people who were hospitalised from earlier adverse events, 4 of them are now at home and several are at work.
The 2 most recent cases include a 66-year-old man from Queensland and a 70-year-old man from Tasmania who are both being treated in hospital. The federal government says it's confident repatriation flights from India will be restored after May the 15th, when its temporary pause is due to end. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he'll get an update from the National Security Committee about how well the flight pause is working, but he's mindful of the community's concerns.
Well, I have to say, though, I'm even more understanding of the many, many, many hundreds of thousands, millions of Australians that are of Indian descent or heritage and have so many family members who are affected, who aren't Australian citizens, who aren't Australian residents, and will be remaining in India.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says the government is focused on keeping Australia safe from coronavirus and free of cases.
And we've followed that best possible medical advice. The Indian situation, of course, May 15, the pause has been put through until then, and we'll review it each and every day as we've done all the way through.
But the government is facing a legal challenge against the travel ban on constitutional grounds, with a 73-year-old man who has been in India for over a year launching a court action. The federal court will hear that legal challenge at a hearing on Monday. And in Victoria, a senior public servant in charge of infection control at COVID-19 Quarantine Victoria has been stood down after reports of 2 compliance breaches. The minister responsible for hotel quarantine, Danny Pearson, says he became aware of issues related to conduct and behaviour of Mathieu Bush last night.
The issue, I think, with Mr. Bush goes more to an issue around his attitude and behaviour. There are IPC breaches, but they were of a very low level.
The first involved their initial refusal to take a COVID-19 test at one quarantine hotel before later agreeing to a test on the same day at another location. And the second reported breach involved them returning to a quarantine hotel after getting a coffee without changing their mask and sanitising their hands. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.